Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. As tensions escalate over the killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran on Wednesday and threaten to derail talks for a ceasefire in Gaza, diplomats are still working on brokering a truce between Israel and Hamas. Diane To from Reuters reports.
People gathered in the Iranian capital Tehran on Wednesday to mourn Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh and demand retaliation. The attack was widely assumed to have been carried out by Israel, coming less than 24 hours after its military said it had killed senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr. However, the Israeli government has made no claim of responsibility over Haniyeh's killing. Haniyeh had been the face of Hamas's international diplomacy, taking part in the truce talks brokered by Egypt, Qatar, and the United States. Qatar condemned Haniyeh's killing, with its prime minister saying on social media, quote, "How can mediation succeed when one party assassinates the negotiator on the other side?" However, Washington has said it still believes a ceasefire was achievable.
Diane To from Reuters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. President Joe Biden will hold a phone call on Thursday and discuss escalating tensions in the Middle East, Axios reported on Thursday, citing an official in Netanyahu's office. The Israeli military says it has confirmed that Mohammed Deif, the head of Hamas's military wing, was indeed killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. The announcement about comes a day after the assassination of Hamas's political chief in an airstrike in Iran. The killings have left the United States, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators scrambling to salvage talks for a ceasefire deal in Gaza, even as international officials try to avert an all-out regional war. Hamas had previously said he had survived the airstrike. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump questioned whether his Democratic rival Kamala Harris is black during a contentious interview at the country's largest annual gathering of black journalists on Wednesday. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Trump is echoing far-right and conservative accounts on social media, which have been spreading misinformation, questioning Harris's racial identity.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Harris has long self-identified as both black and South Asian American. Her mother is Indian, and her father is black, making her the first black and the first Asian American U.S. vice president to serve the country. She's faced a barrage of sexist and racist attacks online since launching her White House campaign earlier this month.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. United States Vice President Kamala Harris will eulogize longtime Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas at her funeral service. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver a eulogy for U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee at a church in North Houston. Jackson Lee died July 19th after being treated for pancreatic cancer. She was 74. Services for the longtime member of Congress began on Monday when hundreds of people paid their respects inside Houston's City Hall. President Joe Biden was one of the visitors. Harris and Jackson Lee are both members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, the oldest historically black sorority. I'm Donna Warder.
London police clashed with right-wing protesters following the Southport knife attack earlier this week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scores of protesters descended upon Whitehall in London on Wednesday, tussling with police. Several were detained and led away. The rally in London was fueled by false online rumours that came in the aftermath of a knife attack in which three young girls were killed. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has summoned British police chiefs for a crisis meeting over the violent unrest. The attack on children at a Taylor Swift-themed summer holiday dance class has been used by far-right activists to stoke anger at immigrants and Muslims. That's despite the fact that the 17-year-old suspect is not an immigrant and his religion has not been disclosed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Liverpool judge made the decision Thursday to allow Axel Ruda Cubana to be named despite the boy's age. He said the teen will lose his right to anonymity when he turns 18 next week, and continuing to shield his identity could allow rumors about him to grow. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.